Welcome in, everybody, to another post-game edition of 410 Sports Talk. I'm James Haskell, along with my co-host Glenn Martin and DK in the background. What a great day it is to be a Ravens fan. The Ravens dominate from start to finish, 38-6. One of those games where you can clean the grout while you're watching the game, because does it really matter in the fourth quarter?
It's been a while, Jimbo. This felt like 2019 all over again.
It did. It did and it didn't. It felt like it, but it looked different, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't look a whole lot different. I got to say, that might be the best game I've ever seen Lamar Jackson play. And he's had a lot of crazy games. I mean, I think back 2019, he had about 10 of them. But this guy, what made him so, I mean, one of the many things that made him so elite in 2019, and I think the underrated part of what made him so elite, was his decision-making, his ability to make the right decision with the ball seemingly on every play.
Yeah.
Today, he was in his bag, Jimbo. I mean, everything he did was the right thing. He was hitting passes left and right when he just like, there was times where it was like, all right, the game's over. And it normally I'd go, let's just run the ball, run the clock out, and get out of here. But I was like, I don't care what they decide to do, because Lamar Jackson can do no wrong this game.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think that when it comes to Lamar, the reason I think it looked different is it was just refreshing to see Lamar Jackson, I think, closer to his full potential. In 2019, I don't even know if that was his full potential. Not that he was being held back, but being able to run a pro-style offense, spread-style offense. I mean, think about it, Glenn. He didn't lead us in rushing and still had a dominant game. You know what I mean? Crazy. A Lamar Jackson-type game, and he only had 36 yards rushing. So that's pretty awesome to know that he did it in the air. And shout-out to the line of scrimmage, to the offensive line. Gave him all day. That touchdown to Aguilar, he had, what, nine seconds back there?
Can't guard nobody for 9 seconds.
And I know Lamar did his thing back there. Nonetheless, that offensive line, they did a great job today against a vaunted, Detroit Lions team. But man, my word for this game, actually, like, can we put up six kicks, always global? Here we go. Sorry, DK. Can you say domination? Watch out, Ravens are coming.
Yeah.
Domination is a great word, but I'll give you a better one here as my light falls. Execution. I was sitting down watching the game. My wife, she came down at halftime after our son went to sleep, and she's like, man, they're up 21-0. Like, what are they doing different? And I was like, honestly, like, this might sound a bit arrogant, but like, it's really just comes down to execution.
Yeah.
It's not that the Ravens aren't doing anything that we haven't talked about them being able to do. It's not like they're playing out of their league right now. They're not, in the zone, not able to miss anything, right? Like, yeah, there was a lot of great plays and they played well, but this was just execution, wouldn't you say? I mean, this is really what we wanted to see from week one. It's taken time for us to get there, but I think it's a great start when it comes to just showing us what this Ravens offense can look like, complementary to this defense, with simple execution. No one needs to play above who they are, just execute. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess everybody could say that. That's certainly the truth. The Ravens definitely have the talent, just got to put it together.
Yeah.
Can you say domination? Did you already read that one?
No. Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah, a clear domination. JL says, today we opened up with the run. We opened up the run with the pass. What the F was Olsen talking about? Those turds. We got an MVP. Let's go, Glenn. Give me a what? What is this? Is that one of those? Is that what he's asking?
I don't know.
Or is that what you're asking for? Hooyah! I got you.
I have no idea. I got you.
But hey, let me I mean, we got a lot of super chats, and as we're going through them, I'm just gonna sprinkle in the stats from today.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson, 21 for 27, 357 yards, 3 TDs, wasn't sacked, no interceptions. I mean,
that is almost fumble was the only blip.
That's it. And I'm thankful to see that after that fumble, there was no collapse like we had seen in other weeks. They just, the defense did its job, got the ball back. Mm-hmm. I mean, the defense was playing absolutely out of their minds. But, Jimbo, I got to ask you something, man. I mean, we all knew going into the season, the AFC was the clear favorite as far as who's the tougher or conference. But now we've seen the top dogs of the NFC get, I mean, smoked in some games against the AFC North. We saw San Francisco go play a third-string quarterback for the Browns and get absolutely shown the rope. And now we see the Lions. They're supposed to be the next best team. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it just another example of how much better the AFC is, or was this just a bad day for the Lions?
No, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, in that same vein, tonight might be on the nail in the coffin for anybody in the NFC, right? If the Miami
takes it to them?
Yeah, and puts a beating on the Eagles, which is very possible because that's secondary for the Eagles.
It's shaky.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's an absolute litmus test for the NFC that they failed horribly today. It just did not look good for the NFC. And man, yep. you have to be, I can't remember what I mentioned in our pregame show, what the record is for NFC teams this year against AFC.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
So bad. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it just shows look, you win the AFC championship game, you basically win the Super Bowl. Right. Yeah. Like
that's the playoff bracket to watch. Yeah. Watch the AFC playoff bracket.
Yeah, you remember, wasn't it the oh right. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember when the Bucks won the championship and they beat the Brooklyn Nets in 7?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And that was like, well, they already won the championship. Not that the Suns weren't gonna compete with the Bucks, but like dude, yeah, that
was team
just
was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to do that, it kind of makes me feel like that. Whoever gets through this gauntlet of the AFC, it's like, holy crap. Speaking of which, and aren't the Bills, didn't they pee the bed today?
Dude, how do you lose to a 1-5 Patriots team with zero offense?
And didn't they have a third string quarterback in? Man, what a week in the NFL in general. I'm glad the Ravens are on the right side of it.
Thank goodness.
The Aquatic says we used to pray for times like
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, it's really reminded me of 19 because 19 was the only season where we had games like this. Every other year,
never.
It's not what the Ravens do. They play close games. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Doomgoy says, what other teams are you nervous up by 32? Bar is set. I mean, the only other teams, I guess we said, well, I get the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Because we were up big on them and they ended up coming back and they look pretty good right now with that offensive weaponry. But look, man, this team is obviously good enough to beat anybody. AFC, NFC, I don't care who it is. But if they're hitting all, look, we talked about it. They hadn't put a whole game together where everybody was playing well, offense, defense for all four quarters. We saw that today, and holy smokes, did that look good, Jimbo. And also, to the people who I know are going to get irritated by this comment, you know, shout out to Jameer Gibbs for getting me a couple points in a beatdown.
I knew it.
You know, shout out, dude. Shout out. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right. Lamar got me 40.
I know. I was loving it, dude.
Lamar got me 40, dude. I was going to be low-key pissed if Justice Hill got a touchdown because I benched him for Elijah Moore, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Adit says, do you think McDonald has already been told he's Harbaugh's similar to Ozzie DDC? Oh, like he's the incumbent?
I don't think so.
They have to keep Money Mike after the season. Well, one thing you got to remember is he's still a very young guy. I think he's my
36.
Age. Yeah, so I'm not so sure he's ready to be the leader of a whole team. But, hey, if he is, if he gets interviews, I think a team would do wise if they hire him. But also, at some point, like I think everybody's hiring offensive guys, so it would kind of be outside of the norm to go for a defensive guy. But, we've seen a lot of DCs leave, and I would hate to see Mike McDonald leave, but this was a defensive organization before he got here, and it'll be one after he leaves. But I hope we keep him.
I honestly think, to me, the reason that not that the Ravens haven't thought something like that, but you also – I think, you know, you got to, if a coach gets a good opportunity, you can't be like, hey, hang around, because I think it's different in the front office role. But coaches are so like lightning in a bottle. This is your shot type thing. I feel where like you can't just pass up on shots. With Eric and Ozzie, it was so much more deliberate. It wasn't like Ozzie was getting fired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? John could sit here and say, Mike, you're next. And then John could be outed at the end of this year and they can boot the whole staff. So when Mike's got an opportunity, you can't be mad at him for taking advantage of it, right?
And you just don't see it much. So everybody thought McDaniels was definitely the successor of Belichick. Now we hear Belichick. First of all, Belichick just signed an extension. Kraft, what are you thinking?
Neither of them are good coaches.
I'm not mad. Yeah.
I know you're not. It's just Quan says if Keaton catches that Gus pass or have to run that Hill, he scores. Yeah, absolutely. We finally put up a complete game. Hill and Lamar have a transaction issue with the ball.
Hey. Gus, hold on. If Keaton catches that guest pass or have Hill in there. Hey. Gus hit over 20 miles an hour on that run. Let's give him a little bit of credit, all right? Yeah. I still love my Gus.
Oh, yeah.
and he hit. Look, his a safety should
catch you
career.
On an angle, right? Like yeah. an angle yeah. should and a safety should catch you on an angle.
That's right. He hit over. It was like 20.4 miles an yeah. hour.
Yeah, dude, you get that thing. You get that diesel rolling downhill.
235 going 20.
Yeah, no, thank you.
How many 235s are going 20?
Yeah, yeah, no, thank. I would not want to get the physics behind that. I would not want to get in front of that. Yeah, shout out to Gus. That was a huge. That was 80-yard play. Probably the biggest play of his career.
Longest for sure. Oh, yeah, heck yeah,
definitely. Cito says I can see the line of Brinks trucks lining up outside for Justin Matte and Patrick Queen. Certainly, Justin Matabike had another dominant day. Mm-hmm. Wow, he's getting his bag. I mean, he's got to keep playing, right? Like he can't just fall off. But
right, but he was.
Did
absolutely...
you see the one where Goff just threw it down yeah. the ground? It was like,
first of all, I didn't know it was a throwing motion.
Yeah, this one, like the frisbee yeah. toss.
The first one.
Dude,
yeah.
he's been playing too much ultra. He's been playing too much ultimate frisbee in the quad.
That's what it looked like.
Kicking around the hacky sacks.
But yeah, I mean, to your point or to his point about Matabike, another sack today. He gets two more QB hits. That guy, I mean, along with all those guys. I mean, how about Van Noy? Off the couch,
yep.
University.
Yeah.
This guy was an absolute terror. He has two sacks today. I mean, I can't. What can you say about these guys other than this? How about Arthur Merlett? Arthur Merlett gets a sack, leads our team in tackles today. I mean, this guy's been unbelievable. And then Adafe Owe. Hey, Jimbo, you weren't excited about Adafe to be back.
Dude.
But this guy, he stripped sacks. He's out here flexing on dudes. Come on.
Hey, I love it, man. I'm super happy for him. Happy to see it because, look, I'm a Ravens fan. I wasn't a believer that it would make a difference. Man, had a great play and looked good today. Looked fresh.
Yeah.
And Cito also said Geno Stone is that dude. Now leads the league in interceptions.
Dude, he does it again.
Freaking Geno, man.
And that, by the way, who was Goff throwing that ball to? Can you tell me?
It was 4th and 1. I didn't get that.
Like, he threw it to nobody. He threw it to Geno, I guess.
Yeah, I guess any conference that's got Jared Goff looking like an MVP has got problems. You should already be worried about that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
so.
When your quarterback is built like a stretched out punter, that's a problem. Dude, like,
he got absolutely folded.
How many quarterbacks
a
got
plays?
A punter pooch like Jared Goff? How can
you
be skinny
and you know what's crazy?
Quarterback?
Dude, he's got a body like me, and he's been playing well the last 17 games, dude. Yeah, they showed that graphic of his last 17 games.
Yeah, what was it, 13-4 or something? 14-3, something?
And just a crazy touchdown interception.
He's in
ratio.
The NFC.
Yeah, it helps when you don't play anybody.
Yeah.
Sean said, hey, first of all, what's going on, Sean? Shout out to Sean.
Sorry,
boys.
Jared, I didn't mean to give you too much of a hard time there. See, now I'm feeling bad, Glenn.
Yeah, dude. Don't be such a jerk, dude. He's got a body like me, man. You shouldn't on that's basically insulting me.
No, because this is not your profession. If this were your profession, come on, man.
You know, words hurt.
Look, let me just say this. The reason that Goff's balls were behind today was because of the wind, because they have the arm strength, because he's never hit the weight room in his life.
He said, first of all, don't talk about Jared's balls. This is a family show.
Wait.
You talk about his throws.
Oh, you understand what I'm saying. His Yes, golly day. Look what I done did. See, this is what happens when I get all fired up, ladies and gentlemen. The passes were late and behind and
yes,
slow.
There we go.
And the wind made a very clear difference for Jared Goff when Lamar was snapping the ball.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, look, I think it didn't hurt having Sizzle in there with all the legends to honor. I think they put on a little show for the legends in Baltimore today. Sean says, boys, what an amazing day. I definitely didn't see this ass whooping coming. What an amazing day to be a Ravens fan. Yeah, this is one of those games where watching football for the rest of today, tomorrow's Monday night game, watching Get Up tomorrow morning, it's going to be nice because I can't wait for the headline because you know how it works with these headlines. Are Ravens' new best team in game after dominating win over Lions? Like
that was the longest. That was like Michael Scott
yeah.
in the headline.
Hold on. Title of my book. Are the Baltimore Ravens new best team after record-setting performance led by Lamar Jackson? That's
colon 2023 or something.
The longest headline in history. Yeah, but it's a great day to be a fan. Sean's so right.
Oh
about
my
that.
Gosh, yeah, Sean, absolutely. Eli Hoff says, "I absolutely love how Geno's playing. I don't think we have to worry about our backside D. We are so deep too, which is even better. Don't have to worry about backside D because we're so deep."
Come on, man.
See what happened is you started it talking about
you're an adult.
Am I? Oh, that was great. No, but you're right, Eli. You're absolutely right. No worries about Geno.
Honestly, like, could you even imagine that, like, Marcus Williams would be doing better than what he's doing?
Anybody in that role for the Ravens apparently just leads the league in interceptions.
I guess so.
That's just how it goes. Par for the course. Like, it is what it is.
Maybe Ed Reed wasn't all that, dude. No, I'm just kidding.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, everybody just exits.
Yeah, we lose 9,000 subscribers.
Yeah, all of them gone. Like, this guy's a moron. Cito says, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of upset when we let Wink leave, but Mike McDonald is on another level. Guy is an elite coordinator. Yeah, I mean, I think what we like about Mike McDonald is just he's more versatile. Like, mm-hmm. Wink was so dead set in how he played, and he had a lot of success here. I'm not going to bash on Wink. He was a great coordinator, but I do like the versatility Mike McDonald brings. I like that he molds his defense around who's on the field, and it didn't seem to matter who was on the field with Wink. He's lining up one-on-one on the outside. He's coming after your quarterback's ass. So, I like Mike too, but I got to imagine he's going to get interviews. Like, he's going to get interviews at the very least. Now, whether he bombs the interview or aces it, that'll remain to be seen, I guess. What's so funny, dude?
Sorry. What are you laughing at? Have you seen Cole's most recent tweet?
No, but I know he was very hyped for this game.
Anyway.
I'm going to pull it up, though.
Yeah. It's inappropriate, so we shouldn't play it on the show, but it's a short video.
Okay.
But if you guys want a good laugh, go to Cole's most recent tweet, and it's a good time. Sorry, I apologize, Glenn. Look, this guy's name is James Henkels.
Dude, that's so close.
What's up, bro? Did Zay get hurt late, or was he just playing it safe? I don't remember seeing much of him in the second half. I think he had a couple grabs in the second half, but I didn't see him get injured. I think they certainly would have mentioned it or talked about it a bit more if he was. So maybe they were just tossing around. Look, I just want to say this. My breakout player of the game and my key to the game, Glenn.
Can you get
any more right?
I mean, Mark Andrews, you said throw it to him in the red zone, and they seem to listen to you, Jimbo.
Yeah.
I mean, holy smokes. He was absolutely on fire.
He only had, what, 4 catches today?
2 tutties, yep.
2 tutties, 63 yards, something like that, 60-some mm-hmm. yards. Yeah. So, I mean, look, Mark's an animal. Look, it's funny you said it felt like 2019 because in a lot of ways, this offense goes as Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews go.
Yep.
Right? So, and that's okay. The Chiefs do the same thing. Think of all these old pairings back in the, throughout the history of the NFL. That's all right. And we're all right with that. I think we'll live and die with that, but we need to not get crazy and get on the ball. The Ravens were definitely trying to get Odell Beckham in the end zone at the end of that game.
They made an effort to get him the ball really throughout the whole game.
I was happy with that.
Yeah. And I like it too, because there's a lot of bashing going around nationally for Odell Beckham and the Ravens for signing Odell Beckham. And I think it's just absolutely crazy. I don't get it, but I like to see them saying, look, Odell's got it still. And mm-hmm. he showed that burst on that one catch where he turned. And if that corner doesn't take a good angle, he burns those two linebackers immediately. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. let's not act like these guys, that he's completely lost it. He just had some injuries that kind of slowed him down. Jimbo, I also, to flex a little bit, I talked about my key to the game is finishing drives and excelling in the red zone.
Crap.
They go 5 out of 6 tutties in the red zone. So,
yeah, how much better can you get than that? Man, that was awesome. You're absolutely right. That was, what an awesome game. I mean, I don't really know what they did wrong.
Where were all them Lions fans that were smacking their gums before the game in our comments section talking about, this ain't your granddad's Lions and Lions by 14. I saw, Ravens needed luck last time to win with a 66-yard record setting. Where are they all at, Jimbo, after that whooping?
I went back to Detroit. Went back to Detroit. They went back to 8 Mile.
I guess so. I mean, holy smokes, that was a beatdown. Hey, Jimbo, what'd you think about the one time we saw Keaton Mitchell tonight?
Hey, I mean, he looked good.
Right?
He probably hit 20 miles an hour in this.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'll tell you what, if he, didn't he trip or something in that play?
I think he may have like bumped into someone. He was running by him and lost a little bit.
You know what, Glenn, look, your player of the game offensively, Justice Hill. And I'm not going to lie, after the flash of Keaton Mitchell and the dropped and the bad, that's the second bad exchange that Lamar and Justice have had this year. And I know a lot of it's on Lamar. Just saying, I'd like to see maybe Keaton in there a little more now. Maybe eat up a little bit of Justice snaps.
Dude, Justice had 4 carries for 46 yards. He averaged 11 yards a carry.
He didn't play great. Hey, what did Keaton average a carry? 9. It's got to be close. He only had 1 carry.
No, it was actually counted as a catch because it was like a shovel pass, 9-yard catch. So, but Justice averaged 11 and a half on the ground per touch.
Yeah, well, Gus is clearly better. I mean, there's that much.
You don't have to bash one of our guys to compliment another one of our guys. I've been telling you this, Jimmy.
That's true. Well, you know, sometimes it is what it is. All I'm saying is that I'd like to see Keaton Mitchell more. Can we just stick to that?
I like it. I like him too. Isaac said, right. Geno Reed at it again. Absolutely. Yeah. The guy just has a knack. Geno and look, you can say he's slower.
What he said. Oh my gosh, that took me forever.
What? You just now are realizing this? But it's pretty crazy how just like he just has a knack for the ball. He just always seems to be around the ball. So you can take all those measurables and you can take his negative arm length. And it doesn't matter because he's quicker to process where he needs to be. So like Cole said, if he's starting in a direction, you know, a second and a half faster than a guy who might be technically faster than him, he's still going to get to that point a little bit quicker. So
I firmly believe that the best way to measure intelligence is a human's ability to adapt. Adaptability, I think, is the greatest measure of intelligence. And the dude just adapts like nobody's business, right? I mean, super adaptable and is really showing out this year. Manny says, I can't wait to watch all the talking heads completely change their narrative and hop on the Ravens train tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, it'll certainly happen. The only thing I'll say, Glenn, that was kind of grinding my gears a little bit was how Olsen kept talking about how the Ravens made a business decision by not designing runs for Lamar because they don't want him to get hurt. And to like, first of all, if you know how Lamar's gotten 2 of his injuries, knock on wood, but Lamar hasn't gotten hurt in a designed run. Or the only one I can think of is when he got did he get the concussion? Remember way back in the Seahawks game when Ronnie Stanley kicked him in the face?
Yeah, but he stayed in that game.
Yeah, so he stayed in the game. They thought maybe he had a concussion. He did. Like, that's the closest thing I could think of. Of course, he's gotten hurt in the pocket.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't run like Cam Newton. He doesn't run like Anthony Richardson. He doesn't run like, you know, these other guys. Even RG3 is a straight line runner. Lamar is not that guy. And you can tell, even this year, Lamar, there was a play today where he went for 5 up the middle, and he was going to fight for a couple extra yards. He was like, you know what? I did what I need to do on this play. Let me just go down. Like, let me just go. He's gotten real smart with him. I mean, like I said, knock on wood, but we need to keep protecting him in the backfield if we want Lamar to get hurt based on our history.
Look, if he's going to throw like he did from the pocket today, I don't care if they design any damn runs for him. The guy was, I mean, absolutely sensational. And shout out to the offensive line for making him so comfortable. Man. He didn't look down at the pass rush once today. Eyes down the field, making plays. But I think what it is, Jimbo, is look, another kitty cat came to town. And you know what we do when the kitty cats come to town? Dude, we spank them on their bottom and we send them out of town. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just what it is. You know, the kitty cats don't win when they come to Baltimore. You know, That's right. Not going to happen later this year neither when the Bengals come back to town. Mm-mm.
Nope. What the flock said, the Lions were the best team in the NFC. I used air quotes for those that are only listening to audio. Sorry, bottom. Can't wait till playoffs. Offense is clearly together. Where is the can't score red zone? Also, air quotes. Now, 5-2, man. Yeah, look, they righted the ship. They righted the ship. That was 5 out of 6. What's that percentage wise?
What's that? 80%? 90?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What's that? 10 out of 12. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, just keep multiplying it.
Yeah, until I get it right. Let's see.
Until you get it right. Where's Bob Pierney in the chat?
Yeah, come on, Bob.
Well, Bobby.
Let's see. Oh, gosh.
With you.
Can't even do it on my calculator, right? That's 83%, baby.
Look at that, dude.
Just the average of what, the first 4 weeks or whatever it was, right?
Back to normal. We're back to normal. That's
we're back. On a 2-week hiatus. That's all. Yeah, but look, what is going to make us great is the consistency of it. And I firmly believe this. Maybe it's because I'm a Ravens fan. No one played more than what they're capable of playing every Sunday.
All right.
You know what I mean? That's the exciting part. And the other thing I'll say too, the very first play and the 80-yard run to Gus, or the 80-yard pass to Gus, I love it's almost like, think about that play. If you remember, it almost has like 4 options in it. Lamar gets the snap. He can hand it off in that example. Oh. There it is again. He can hand it off to Justice.
Dude, what is that? Did you do this?
I don't know what I did. I don't know. But he can hand it off to Justice, right? Yeah. He can hold on to the ball. He can run himself, which is he faked the handoff, decided to hold it, started running himself. And then the whole defense sucked forward and went just a little dump pass to Odell Beckham Jr. So he's got the option to Justice. He's got the option to stay in the pocket. He's got the option to run, and he's got the option to roll out like he did and dump it to Odell. How many other there's other quarterbacks can do that, but is there anyone even nearly as close to Lamar? You know, when you see him do this, you are automatically like, oh crap, it's on.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then he pulls it back out and you're like,
uh-oh.
Your mind is absolutely blown at that point. Like, what do you do?
Dude, that's the conundrum that he puts defenses in. I mean, that throw to Odell Beckham, I mean, the quick little, it's like
most. Yeah, the very first play. That's the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, most guys are dropping back.
Yep.
But they can't.
Nope.
And then as soon as they come up, he throws it right over their head.
It's beautiful.
It's maddening, for the defense.
And it's crazy because it's also nothing more difficult for a guy like Lamar than a simple 3-on-2. It's a man up drill.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all you make a decision. You know, they're going to commit one way or the other, and you're going to take the decision. It's not complicated. He could do that all day in his sleep. I hope we continue to integrate plays like that more because it's so unique to Lamar.
No doubt. No doubt. That you got to keep that threat alive. What the flock says. And how about OBJ? Man possessed. Yeah, boy. Yeah. I mean, five catches, 49 yards. But it's like,
He had way more than 49 yards today. Yeah, for some reason.
I mean, it's so funny. Like you look at what he did, and it feels like he should have had way more. And then you look at on the other side of the ball, was that the quietest? I bet this is going to surprise you. The quietest 13 catch game you've ever seen in history. Like Amon
I thought
Ra
he had
8.
13. That's funny. I thought he had 8. I was just guessing, and I was like, probably 8. 13 catches. Holy
dude,
crap.
Like the quietest 13 catch game I can remember. I mean, 13 catches. He doesn't get in the end zone. He gets 19 targets, Jimbo. I mean, that is an insane amount of targets to one guy. But I mean, OBJ is he's so much like when he catches the ball, it's so much more than just him catching it. The swagger he brings, like the confidence he brings to that room. And it's just he's so much more than just another guy on the team.
I also say, honestly, like I got to give him props. I didn't believe this about him before he was a Raven. And this is straight up like I didn't know how passionate he was about just playing football. I think he was passionate about being OBJ. But like the dude is passionate about football. You can tell it's really clear because it translates to those other guys.
Yep.
How much it means to him to make a catch and all the work that he knows goes into getting to that moment, making the catch, even if it's not a game-breaking catch. Dude is passionate, man. I love to see it. It makes me think of like Ray, like 17 years in, making a traditional tackle, just one that he's been doing for 17 years, and he gets up like it's the first time he's ever done it. And just, woo! You know what I mean? Like rips off the chin strap and everything.
It's like when stuff, they – I remember there was a recent an interview where MJ just had this crazy game and they're like, you think you earned a day off of practice tomorrow? And he was like, he looked at the interviewer like, why would I take a day off practice? I need practice. Practice makes me better. So no, I'll be at practice tomorrow. Like,
yeah,
like,
amen to that.
You know what I mean? Like, I love the game. And that's what look, Tom Votto, I love this too. How about Rocky Sin? Not talked about much, but the signing may start paying off. I think right now we're starting to see, maybe it will, because we saw the most of him this game than we've seen all year. And he was out there making plays. I will say, Jameson Williams, their speedster out of Alabama that they were waiting for. I don't know how he tracks a ball, but it didn't look so good. The one ball hits him right in his face. The other ball, he doesn't know which shoulder to look over. And not to say those are easy plays, but it just didn't look like a guy who has a natural ability to track the ball and make big time catches. And I think that was no good. But also shout out to Rocky Sin for suplexing St. Brown when he was getting a little too handsy on the outside and not getting called for the penalty, which is most important.
Yeah, look, that's the ref taking context, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, dude, a couple times you had that one coming, one of those things, where it's like you let the kids be because it's like, dude, you had that one coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I mean, Brandon Stevens, I think, had a pretty good game as well, and I think Brandon has continued to show that maybe he's not a flash in a pan type thing, but can really be depended on to be a number two corner on a really, really good football team. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him as well. The other thing I got to say, shout out to Robbie DeBell. If you have a comment that you want to add, Robbie, just put it in the regular chat. And if DK happens to pop it up, because sometimes people will put in a super chat and forget to put in their message. So please, you know, be sure to do that. And DK will grab it. Oh, he put another one. Shout out to Robbie. Right? Thank you, man. We appreciate
the generosity.
Yeah, but I want to say, dude, Patrick Queen, you know, somebody talked about him getting a bag earlier. He is just an absolute heat-seeking missile right now. Mm-hmm. And no hesitation in his game, no arm tackling. How does it just – I mean, everyone talked about Roquan, but, dude, it almost makes you wonder, what were you doing before?
Yeah.
He's playing so different.
It was nice to see him get back out there after – I don't know what the injury – almost like his wind got knocked out of him.
That's what it looked like to me, yeah.
Because he was holding his chest, it looked like. So it was nice to see him back out there. It looks like, from what I'm seeing, we got out of there healthy, which is another big, big win. Anytime the Ravens can come out of a game without any obvious injuries, that's a huge win. Although I do see, actually, Keaton Mitchell tweaked a hamstring. But that's the only injury I'm seeing. So that's a win, Jimbo.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hopefully he comes out of it, but you're right. If that's all you get in a game like that, then we're not too upset about it.
Let's see. Craig Fox says Fox turning the game off at halftime for the Bucs game because it was more competitive pissed me off. Great game besides that. Wow. Wait. So I guess maybe Craig must be outside the Baltimore market because I know that was the Ravens.
The game that came on right after.
Well, the Ravens and Lions was the game of the week, America's game of the week. So that was the national Fox game for everybody. So I guess at halftime when it was an ass whipping, they said, let's put a more competitive game onto the national.
And sure, maybe it was more competitive, but I'm pretty sure that 13-13 or something, if 16-13 ended up being the score.
Yeah. Kind of a snooze. Well, not a snoozer, but not the prettiest game. I guess.
Slugfest type game.
Yep. But
where if you're not a diehard of that team, you ain't watching that.
Yeah, nobody's like, ooh, let's see if Baker can beat. Like, who the hell cares?
Yeah, and I think what happened to Bijan today too.
Did he get hurt?
I don't know. I think at half he had no fantasy points. I don't understand how that's even possible considering how much he touches the ball.
That is crazy. Yeah, he must have gotten hurt. I know Cordarrelle's back, but and Algier has been playing well, but man,
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, man. I'm sorry for you. I feel sorry for you, Craig. If we could do anything for you, we would, my man. But yeah, call him up. Call Fox. Fox, don't do that next time.
There's ways to get games in that are outside your market for no price.
That's true. We won't discuss those here, but...
Yeah, but there's ways.
The internet exists.
Exactly. let's see. I mean, hey, did you think...
That was funny, really quickly, and you were like, hey. That was awesome.
I didn't even know. Okay, well, hey, listen. Hey.
I like it.
Did you ever think a 38-6, like as big of a fan as you are, and some people call Jimmy a bit of a homer.
Yeah.
Did you think 38-6 was in the cards today?
I didn't. I mean, I picked it to be a 3-point game.
Right.
Yeah, it was just, well, part of it was because they're boosting up these Lions to be more than what they really appear to be. I should have known, Glenn. When Jared Goff is an MVP candidate, we got problems. I've never been a believer in Goff.
Nope. You sure haven't.
So, look, why did I let other people convince me otherwise? I should have stuck with my gut. But, yeah, I was surprised. I was not expecting this type of a game. Wow. You know what I was really not expecting? How much pressure Goff was under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, their offensive line has gotten so much credit this year.
Yeah, well, they ran into that front seven for the Ravens, and it was an eye. Because, I mean, who isn't playing well on the front seven of the Ravens? Like, everyone is playing well. And that's a scary thought because Clowney's got all the talent you could ask for. I mean, Owe, we talk about the frustration, but there's no doubting his talent level. And then Metabike, Broderick Washington, even when he wasn't getting the pressure, he was picking up holding penalties because he was about to get the damn pressure.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jones had a good game.
Yeah. I mean, they were everywhere. But listen to this stat, Jimbo. The state of Michigan did not do too well when it comes to the Harbaugh brothers this weekend. Oh, they lost a combined 87-6 because Michigan beat Michigan State.
Oh,
wow. So Jim Harbaugh won 49-0, and then we win 38-6. So the state of Michigan did not get any favors from the Harbaugh family this weekend.
Well, in addition to that, who knows what's going to be coming down the pipe for old Jimmy. for his alleged sign stealing. We'll see what happens there.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's
interesting to see.
Doesn't everyone do it, but you're not supposed to fly people out to opposing teams to sit in the stands and steal, but I wouldn't put it past Jim at all.
No, if his thing is it's not explicitly written down.
Right. You ain't trying. He buys into that.
You know, shoot. SMKG says, best all-around game in 3 years. Lamar starting MVP campaign. Goff looking like Jared Goff. What position we target at deadline? Not many needs.
Hey, Jimbo. Remember we did a power ranking? The top 100 that came out before the season. Who was ranked ahead of Lamar Jackson? I'm curious.
The punter, Jared Goff.
You remember that shit?
Dude, that was crazy. Ever see the video of Jared Goff going undercover at a junior college?
That was
practice?
Great. That was great.
Do you think that was, do you think they really didn't know that was Jared Goff?
I mean, if they did, I don't think they did
because
they,
because there's no way Lamar hops on that field and they're like, oh, you're just a random dude.
No, heck no.
Wow. No.
But yeah, it's laughable that Goff was listed ahead of Lamar in the top players in the NFL.
Great. Lamar continues to get disrespected. It still blows my mind when they talk about it today, how freaking GMs wanted Lamar to be in the wide receiver drills.
So disrespectful.
Do you think, I got to know, I would pay a lot of money to sit down with Eric DaCosta and Ozzie and just ask him. What? Like, I know you wanted Lamar a quarterback, else you wouldn't have taken him, but did you have any intrigue in him running wide receiver routes? Any?
I don't think they had a single.
I don't think so either. I would
gave
love
a
to
damn.
Just get
the, I think the only reason they want him to run the 40 is just to see how fast he can run. Yeah. But I don't think they
needed
to
know
it
at all. And I love you just gave him a big middle finger.
He was like, you see, I'm fast enough.
Yeah, like, really?
Turn on the tape. Speed is not an issue. I mean, he just impressed the hell out of me with his arm today, though. Man.
Oh, my gosh.
He was so good. Like, his ability to read the field, deliver the ball. And then when he found the guy, even if it was his third or fourth, you know, in the progression, he got the ball out so quick. Like, it was just everything he did today was right. It was so impressive to watch. I like how he walked in that touchdown run because it was such a great fake. Everyone thought Gus was getting it.
Yeah.
Like, and Cole even mentioned it. Like, that was a big thing that they stopped doing. Was putting Lamar in that option, you know, down in the red zone, whereas he's the threat, and they get back to it today. And look, he walks it in for a touchdown.
Well, he had two? He was doing that a ton. What week was it? Was the Colts
one through
game?
Four? He had a bunch already. Yeah. He had like a bunch on the ground.
Yeah, and then you're right. It just kind of stopped, and all of a sudden it's back, and we're happy about that. I don't know who the Ravens target at the deadline. I'm sure they'll be looking to make some moves though. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it later in the week. But Tom Botto says, if I'm not mistaken, Lamar 3-0 versus Goff outscored him something like 96-28. All that sounds right, Tom. It's not. I'm not here to dispute it because I don't know, but it sounds right. I mean, we dominated them in the Rams game. That's the other game I think of. When else did we play them? Oh, last year.
That was a tight game. Yeah, that was a tight game.
So two times as a Lion and one time as a Ram.
Yeah, and one close game and two absolute beatdowns.
Yeah. Goff is like, oh, well, here we go again.
Yeah, let's see. Is it cheeky? I'm probably saying that wrong. Amazing win. We need this momentum for a Super Bowl run. You know, this is the year where I don't know who the heck. Like, it's everybody has losses.
It's a weird year.
They're like, oh, you know, it's like, yeah, there's definitely not that team. There's a bunch of teams that I think consider themselves Super Bowl contenders, and the Ravens are luckily one of them, which is. How about the Giants beat the Commanders? Say, how bad are the Commanders? Ugh.
Well, because how bad are the Giants? And it's like, to get beat by the Giants? Brr. Yeah.
I hope that Super Bowl run's coming.
Yeah, same.
I hope it is.
James Lee Wiley says, I called this game. I knew defense was going to make Goff irrelevant, and Lamar was going to go off. We hear you, James. We feel you. Mm-hmm. And it was an awesome game.
Yeah, I wonder who's more disappointed, their defense or their offense. Because at one point, their defense, let me see what they ended up with fantasy-wise, but I couldn't believe it. They're one of the top scoring defenses. Oh, yeah. They had, you know how many points they had today, Jimbo?
How many?
Zero.
Are you serious? Well, I guess that makes sense.
Their defense scored zero fantasy points today.
Oof.
And they're a top 10 fantasy defense. Like, that's how bad they
were. That's what happens when you cross that line coming to the AFC. I got something else I was going to mention too. Didn't someone in our last, in our Thursday, on our Friday night show say that Pat Ricard was going to go off this game?
I think Lisa Ann was riding for Big Pat. She loves Pat Ricard.
She does. I don't think it was her though, but I do know she does that. But
he did have
way,
a couple nice grabs.
He went off, baby. Yeah, he had the hands nice catch grabs. That easily could have been tipped for an interception.
Yep.
And then had the long one, the 29 yarder. It's the longest one of his career.
Dude, two catches, 31 yards. Dude,
there was
shout
so much
out.
Open grass. It got swallowed up so fast. Poor
no,
Pat.
It did. But I got to imagine, I remember it was number 31 who tackled him. He must have been thinking, oh my God, look at this monster. The juggernaut's coming right at me, and I got to
like,
bring
who's
him
who's coming
down.
With me? Please. Yeah, seriously.
Let's see here. Robbie has something to say here. He says, I apologize. I've had a few. I love it. Williams is a great safety, but Geno seems to be more durable version of him. Anyway, to keep Geno on the team. Well, I think that I have to look at what the money looks like, but I don't think it's unreasonable to think that they would choose Geno over Marcus Williams.
Yeah,
because
it depends
of the
on
fact,
what that dead money impact looks like for Marcus Williams, right?
He's but I think it was a 3-year deal. Yeah, I think it was only a 3-year. It might have been a 4-year. I had to check.
I thought it was something crazy long, like 5.
Was it really a 5-year deal?
Like $72 million, wasn't there something like that?
I can look it up. But damn. But yeah, I mean, I think they're gonna try like that. Geno in town. I just wonder like what's his market for like around the league.
Glenn, you just got robotic. Give it a sec. Hold on. Now talk. Nope. Anyway, but yeah, that'll be interesting to see, Robbie. I'm interested to see what they do here. Yeah. It's all going to come down to, I think, what Williams' dead money is, because if they can, even with the dead money combined with Geno's new money, he's not going to get Marcus Williams' type contract. So it could still equate to
5 years. Woo! Yeah,
5 years, right. So
he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now, they did front load it pretty heavy, I think, because they did kind of line it up with Lamar's contract. So it's not a typical Aussie kick it down, you know, kick the can down the road type contract, if I'm not mistaken. So who knows what the dead money will be like next year. But yeah, Geno's getting the bag from here or somewhere else. Let's now, Glenn, here. We got to get to our competition, though.
They can't cut him till maybe 26, but really not even then, bro.
There we go.
Dead money is insane. But I like him. I don't want to get rid of him.
Oh, I don't either. But we got to get to our competition.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Uncle Bob in the chat. Oh, my guy. Bobby.
All right, let's do this thing, DK.
And of course, this competition is brought to you by BetUS.
Yep. And you guys can participate every single week. On Tuesday, we will be giving the results of the viewers of all you guys out there submitted your answers after DK tallies them up, and you will get your hands on some 410 Sports Talk swag. But let's get into it. Our over-under competition results here internally. DK, what is number one? Over-under number one, Ravens receiving long 39.5 yards. Let's see.
And I was so wrong about this.
Yeah, 80 yards to Gus Edwards.
And Zay had a 46 yarder.
Yeah, the first drive, like third catch
right
of the
away.
Game.
Right away. Yep.
DK and I picked over. Glenn picked under. All
damn
right.
It.
Let's go to the next one. Ravens rushing attempts, 32.5. They had 27. Glenn and I picked over. We were both wrong. DK and I picked under.
Dude. So who would have thought we would have had the throwing this? I mean, looked unbeatable in the air. So I'm not even mad.
Yeah. At this point, DK's got two right. I've got one. DK, Glenn's got
DK, man.
None.
Daggone DK.
All right, Glenn or DK, what we got next? Jared Goff passing yards, 250.5, 284. I'm guessing a large chunk of them came in the fourth quarter.
Garbage.
Yeah. Glenn and I both went over and DK went under. All right, so at this point, it's 2-2-1. Glenn's on the board. Let's go to the next one. Raven sacks.
Shot at me.
2.5.
Damn, I was so off on this.
They got 5. I'm just going to say that this is where I won.
You even called it.
Yes.
That would be where you'd win.
Yes.
And
I'm
you changed
Ruth,
it.
Dude,
you changed
plate,
it.
Bro.
You did call your shot. Son of a...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was the only one that picked over. DK and Glenn were wrong. So this is my third.
DK and Glenn were wrong.
I'm just trying to help people keep score. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
thanks.
What's the next one? Let's see. Oh, that was the last one, right? And then we have the tiebreakers. The first tiebreaker.
I even got this shit wrong.
For the 43 points was the line. Glenn went under. I went.
You know what's
over.
Funny about that? DK as under. I was saying under, I literally was giving a score prediction and realized that 24-20 is over. So I changed it, and I would have been right. Would have been dead on.
Well, bullshit. you know.
And I was way off on the yardage too. Holy
yeah, no kidding. I mean, they went from 503 yards total yards to the Ravens. The closest to the pin, I won that one at 350. It was Glenn had 328 and DK had 300. But we're really, I mean, I won. For those who've been watching, it's not really.
I mean, I won.
Not that much of a surprise, but we're more excited.
Chad is disappointed. As much as they're happy about the win, they are bummed about the results of this competition.
Sure, I'm sure. They're all.
The People's champ went down, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back next week for you.
That's right. You guys keep believing. Sorry, if you ain't got haters, you ain't doing it right. You see what I'm saying? But look, all I'm saying
is it's when they're indifferent, right?
Yeah.
That's what you don't want. You don't want indifference. Don't want,
right? Either love me or hate me.
That's right.
Right. But I'm excited to see who won on Tuesday, see if we got a new winner, see if we got a repeat winner. Mm-hmm. Gonna get some new swag for you guys out there. But man, this was the funnest post game show I think we've had all season. In a long time.
This was the bestest ever.
The
bestest
ever.
This was the best. No, for real. What a win. Shout out to the Ravens. Their most complete victory by far. Defense played well. Offense played well.
Yep.
Special teams did what they're supposed to do. No bad coaching blunders. No horrible decisions. I mean, as complete a win that I can remember in quite some time over a really good team.
Yep.
We're not to worry about the built-in, well, they were playing a backup quarterback. No, they were playing the quarterback you guys said was better than our guy. All right? Mm-hmm. So shout out to the Ravens. I hope that the Steelers get their ass whipped into
right.
oblivion, and we'll be back Tuesday. And I can't wait to hear Cole, because this is the most you thought we were excited. Cole's gonna be hype about this one. The way that line played, Jimbo.
Yeah, monstrous. I also want to give a shout out to the University of Utah Utes, who once again did what they do.
I was rooting for them all night. Me and my old man watched that game from start.
Dude,
the finish last night.
Did Kyle Whittingham coach his rear end off or what?
And you know what? Kyle, they can keep calling Caleb Williams a combination of Mahomes and Lamar, but all I know is he just dropped the damn ball as he was throwing it on the game-winning drive. He just went like that.
4-7 against ranked teams or something like that?
Yeah, man.
No, thank you.
You can't do it that way. You can't do it, Caleb.
Nope.
Can't do it.
Yeah, now he's going to be a minority owner of a team. Good
luck. Dude, they got some players, dude. That guy, Sione.
Yep.
The run, you talk about stop, turn around, and then burnt all the defenders to the edge. Yeah, they got some players, man.
Look, they just sleep on us. We're just back-to-back Rose Bowl champions. No big deal.
Dude, everybody sleeps on Utah, man. It's
dude, anyway, that's it for us, folks. We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday. Have a great one. Enjoy the rest of your football Sunday, Monday, and we'll be back Tuesday.
See ya.
There we go. We synced that one.